Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Dav Kuvchav Zayin Umid Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are going to Mirtz Hashem complete Simen Reish Yud Gimel today. We left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Aleph, which we are at the very top of the page, just to remind us of the Ramah. The Ramah began yesterday and said, "The kol advarim chutz mipas v'yayin lo mahanim heseba," which is v'huadin yeshiva lididon, and that essentially everybody makes their own bracha. And the Ramah continues and he says, "V'lochei noagu achshav bepeiro shekol echad mevarich liatzma." Therefore, the Ramah says the minhag nowadays is that we don't have one person making the bracha for everybody else, except with wine and pas, but we have everybody make their own bracha when it comes to all other food items or beverages. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis explains, V'huadin b'shar dvarim, it's not just the peiros that the Ramah mentions, this is true for everything. And he says, U'l'inyan shechor, beer, u'mei dvash, or mead, honey type of beer, shekorim mead, ayin bolas tamid v'taz, morgan avram, all these achronim say, V'idna no'agim shegam bozeh, kolecha mevarech liatzmo, brought down by the Prima Gadim, that nowadays, we also do not have one person be motzi other people for beer, but every person makes their own bracha on their own. Ulinyan yayin, and what about wine? So mashma miramah, the Ramah seems to indicate, and likewise, it's specifically spelled out in the Darki Moshe, v'chei mebur midarki Moshe, which is written, of course, by the Ramah in his parish on the tour, the gam ledidon mahani yaseba yeshiva, that by us, this does work to allow a person to be motzi other people by wine. However, Avokam Achronim brings down the name in the Sharetzion Oshir Aleph, the name of the Bach, the Gro, and other Achronim. Helu the Af Biyayin Tov Shivar Kolechod Levatzmo. That even with wine, while technically one person could be motzi all the other people, we still have the custom that even by wine, with the exception, of course, of Kiddush and Shabbos, that one person does not motzi all the other people. Each person should make their own bracha. And the reasoning is Mishum Dehaidno nowadays. Very few people now have a meal, so to say, established over wine. Again, the exception being Shabbos with Kiddush. So therefore, it's improper for one person to be motzi all the other people because there's no real kvius over here. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Uve emes, the bottom line is, Ladino toluize b'minagim okomos. This last comment that we made, is wine kovei or not? That depends on communities. In places where wine is more plentiful and people do establish, so to say, their meal over wine, then certainly the custom of being kovei the suda on the wine, so that allows one person to be motzi all the other people. As opposed to almost all other things, where we're almost never koveya a meal on something specific, other than, again, possibly with bread, and of course on Shabbos, as I just mentioned many times with the Kiddush, so the minhag is today that we do not do one person being motzi everybody else, but everybody makes their own bracha. And he says, Av shehu neged hadin, even though this is technically keneged hadin. Now, what do we mean by keneged hadin? So the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Shaaret Zion, Oshid Gimel, the min hadin yesh hidur mitzu bezeh. There is a hidur mitzu berov am hadras melech by having one person be yotze everybody else. So therefore, we give up that, and we'll explain why in a moment in Dear Shufut number 11, why we give up this hidur mitzvah and have every person preferably make the bracha to themselves. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, The Mishnah Berurah himself says that the reasoning behind this is because it's very difficult for everybody to know all these dinim of how to be motzi somebody else. The person who's being motzi, everybody has to have in mind to be motzi them. They all have to be in mind to have kavana to be yotze, and they have to hear every single word. And this is similar to what's brought down, that since this isn't always easily done, sometimes people don't say the bracha clearly, they don't say it loud enough, whatever the situation may be, therefore, the bottom line is that with the exception of Shabbos, really, we're normally not kovei asuda. On bread, we are kovei asuda if you're sitting down, but with the exception of those two, Shabbos and bread, we normally have every person make their own bracha on anything that they're eating or drinking. Again, with the exceptions that we brought down yesterday, if people don't know how to make the bracha, or in a situation where somebody's in a suffix situation, should he or should he not make a bracha, so then he can be yotzi with somebody else. The issue foot number 11 brings down, even in regards to bread, shayom haminuch shekol lechem mevarech liatzmo. When most people eat a sandwich at the table, so every person doesn't wait for one person to make the bracha on the sandwich. And he brings down the bir halacha, shekena minagapi rov, that in most times, even for bread, again, with the exception of Shabbos, we have everybody making their own bracha on the bread. And this is also brought down in Simin Ches as well in regards to tzitzis, that if a number of people are putting on the talis, every person makes their own bracha, even though we have this concept of Berov Am Hadras Melech, Mikol Makom Lo Noagu Achshav Kein. We don't do this. And the Efshar Mishum She'ena Kol Bekim L'Skavin Lotzis L'Hotzi. As the Mishnah Berurah brought down, so the idea that people aren't so careful in listening to every single word, and they don't know all the dinim to, I have to have kavanah to be yotzi, and the person has to have kavanah to be motzi me, so therefore, the minhag is not to do this. It brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozner, Koso Shehinig B'Sviv Oso, Shekol Echid V'Ruch Li'atzo, Gam B'Shabes V'Yontiv, Kegon B'Yechas HaMotzi, Uberi Pri HaGofen. He says people even have the custom on Shabbos not to be yotzi with other people who are making the hamotzi, but every family, so to say, makes their own hamotzi and not have one person be motzi many different families. And likewise with kiddush, people make their own kiddush rather than be yotzi with somebody else. Mishum shaharbi pom einu echot shirotz loses som lev kiroy lebirchas chaveri. He says the reasoning is because kiddush is long, and if it's a large table especially, you may not be able to hear everything. Sometimes the person will mumble some words and not say it clearly. And tzorich lishmo mitchilav yatzov kolo shemu malchus. You have to hear everything, and certainly the Shemu Malchus, which we'll talk about in Simin Reish Yudalid, one has to be really intent on hearing every single word. And therefore, v'rov ha'olam einim yecholum ledati was there. This is difficult to do, especially for a longer bracha. And Rav Ozner concludes, you could be yotzei with this, but he says the minhag is not to do so. As I pointed out already, Rav Yashiv adds and says that if a person is a suffik, should he or should not have to make a bracha? So certainly in that situation, Yochel Lot says the bracha may odom acher. Certainly in that situation, it's a great idea to listen to somebody else's bracha who definitely has to make the bracha and be yotzei with him imanushach. If you have to be yotzei, you are yotzei. If you don't, so you just listened and answered on me. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel explains that this din that we talked about is dafta lechatchila, that you don't have one person be motzi others. However, avo b'diyevet in beirach v'kiven lehotzi chaveiro v'ashomein iskavin lotzeis, if everybody did it right, so even on something that we normally don't have the minhag to do it, af below hasei v'yeshiva klal, even if it wasn't with haseba slash yeshiva, so there really was no kvias at all, nevertheless, b'diyevet you are yotze as long as the person intended to be motzi you and you had intention to listen and you did in fact hear it. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Ein hamavarech motzi acherim elam kin yocha v'yishtimoyim. You can only be motzi somebody else if you also have the obligation to make that bracha. You're eating and drinking with the other people, so you could be motzi them at least in theory. And then the oz yotzim bishmiyosim, and then when they listen to you, they are yotze. Shemechadnei love, as long as they, of course, had kavanah to listen to you. Afilu yanu amein. And, in fact, they should answer amein, but if they didn't answer amein, that doesn't prevent them from being yotze. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalid explains, this is talking about Birchas HaNedin, any bracha where you're getting pleasure out of and you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Davka b'Birchas HaMitzvos, Shekol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh B'Zeh. As opposed to Birchas HaMitzvos, even if you're not being Yotzei the Mitzvah now, but since we all are considered guarantors for each other, and all of Klal Yisrael has to shake lulav, all of Klal Yisrael has to listen to shofar blowing. So in those situations, a person can be yotzi because of the principle Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, even if he doesn't need to be yotzi himself, he could be yotzi other people. However, that's because in that situation, if your friend doesn't shake lulav, it's as if you didn't shake lulav also. Therefore, because of this idea, Kol Yisrael Arevim, so therefore I can be yotzi somebody else in a bracha, even though I'm not being yotzei myself. I already shook lulav and I was yotzei, so I can still make the bracha for him. As opposed to, by birchas hanenin, ma shenkin b'birchas hanenin, as opposed to eating or drinking, she'en chova mutul lov kishar mitzvos. No, if he doesn't eat a drink, he doesn't eat a drink. There's no mitzvah to eat a drink. The lo lisani v'lo liver. So don't eat and don't make the bracha. And nevertheless, afilu minu yodim b'yatzmon levarach. And this is true even if they don't know how to make the bracha themselves. In that situation, you should say each word of the bracha and let that person say the bracha. But if they're unable to say the bracha, so you can't say the bracha for them. This is true both for bracha rishona ubein lebracha achrona, as well for bracha achrona, and we've already discussed this. Ayin le'el b'simin kufsa mechzayin sifu tes. Now let's look at Dirshu footnote number 12 in regard to a person who's a baki. So then, if he knows how to make the bracha, he shouldn't have somebody else make the bracha for him, even for a birchas hamitzvos. And while b'dievet he would be yotze, it's preferable for him to make the bracha himself. Tisha foot number 14 explains that we already learned in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Shalikitanim Yochel Levarach Avki Shalo Ochel Imoim. If you're teaching young children how to make a bracha, so even though you didn't eat with them, you can make a shahako for them to teach them. That's a chinuch issue and not a normal situation. The Mishnah Berurah adds over there, Shafilu ktanim she'enom bonov, even if they're not your own children, and therefore you technically aren't mechoyev to be mechanech them, nevertheless, mutu levarech lohem kishirotzim lenos ve'en yodim levarech b'yatzim. You can make the bracha for them, even though they're not your own children, if they're going to eat something in order to teach them. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezvav says, Vim eino ocha v'shos imam, if the person is not eating or drinking, so af b'dieved lo yotzu, if he made the bracha with them, they're not yotze. Da b'chotzu harvi levatolu, because your bracha was a bracha levatolu. Ki v'sheno ocha b'yatzu, because you're not eating, so you can't be motzi somebody else. The ech yotzu al yodo, and therefore they can't be yotze with your bracha levatolu, afilu onumein al bracha, even if they did answer amen on the bracha. This foot number 15 brings down. V'mashomei ha-shomas ha-bracha u'liyach ha-mikan hismamo shehivsik lefnei ha-achila okim ha-mitzvah. If the person was listening to somebody else make the bracha and something happened and he paused or interrupted between his eating after he heard the other person making the bracha, so Shlomo Zalman says in that situation, lo yotze dechova, your interruption makes it that you can't be yotze with that bracha because this is a zilzul, this is a denigration of that bracha because it looks as if you're not interested in really being yotze with that bracha. And therefore, your pause is considered a hefsek. However, the Mishnah Berurah then continually says that you would be yotze if the person who was making the bracha did not eat or drink. In lo shemash lo ocha v'shos hamavarech hayibashogi yubonis. The person intended to eat or drink, and then something happened by accident through no fault of his own. Kigon shenishpach hakos achar bracha uchi haygabda. The cup spilled after he was going to make the bracha and drink from it, and before he could drink from it, the cup spilled or something like that. So that bracha that he made wasn't the bracha levatola, even though ultimately he didn't use that bracha. So therefore, in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, then other people could in fact be yotze with that bracha. The Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down an Os Yud Ches, that he says, he brings down over here what the Prima Godim in the Mishnah Berurah Zov says in Kuf Samach Vav, which Deir Shifut number 16 tells us, Sha'af im hoyozeb emezid, even if the person intentionally poured out the cup and then decided not to drink. When he made the bracha, hoyodai to lechol, he did really intend to eat. However, at that point afterwards, he had a hefsik that was bemezid. So this situation, also other people were able to be yotze. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin says you have to have kavana. V'hu gam kein yichavin lotziyam. Both have to have kavana. The person making the bracha and the person listening, as we've already explained, to the kamei b'sif gimel. Dishavut number 17 brings down. Im hashomim bo al v'nas lishmo es habrachos v'lotzeis b'em yidei chova. Shafilu mishas ma'isa kishisham lo kivdu b'feirish lotzeis yidei chova mikomokim yotzei yidei chavasam. He says as long as the people were planning on being yotze with this bracha that the other person was making, so even if they didn't have the greatest kavan every second, I tend to be yotze, they are yotze, their purpose was to be yotze, so as long as they said that at some point in time, even if they didn't have that kavan during the bracha itself, they are yotze. The issue foot number 18 reminds us of the Bir Halacha that we learned in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, that the Mavarech, if he's gathered over there and all the people are expecting to listen to him, so even if he didn't specifically state, I hereby now intend to be Yotzi, everybody by default, the Chazan or the person in that situation is presumed to have everybody in mind to be Motzi them. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Zayin says, even if you didn't answer Amen in all of these situations, you are Yotze. Of course, you should answer Amen, but if you didn't, you would be Yotze. The Kaim Malon de Shomei Kohen, because the person who is listening is as if he actually said it. Ahari hu ki mevorach b'atzman, as if you said it yourself. In Dishu Futa number 19, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that in a situation where a person is being motziu, but he did not need that brach himself, for example, a birchas ha-mitzvah, so then you should answer Amen. Maybe if you don't answer Amen, you're not Yotze. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out that since we're concerned about this Rabbi Kiva Eger, you should specifically mention to all the people that you should definitely answer Amen in a situation where the person making the bracha doesn't need that bracha himself to be motzi himself. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this down, except in regards to Birchas HaGomel, that you should answer Amen in that situation. So, Mistamba, it's not true in all other situations. Dishu foot number 20 brings down, that's why if a person is intending to be Yotze with somebody else's bracha, he should answer Amen, but he should not answer Baruch Hu V'roch Shemo, because that might be considered a hefsek. However, Bidiyevet, it would not be considered a hefsek. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Cholzeli inyan diavad." Everything that we're talking about here now is b'diavad. Abba lechatchila, as I've already mentioned, levad mashem mitzulano somen. Kol bracha shomei miyisrael should always answer amen to any bracha, whether you're being tending to yotzi or not. as we've learned already in Simon Reish Tetzva, you should especially always answer Amen if you're being Yotzi with a bracha, to actively show that you're demonstrating that you want to be Yotzi with that bracha and you agree with the sentiments expressed in that bracha. Dershu footnote number 21 adds that the Mishnah Brewer says in Sif Katan Chav that the answering of Amen adds chashivus to the bracha as well. Mishnah Brewer continues and he writes, Kosva poskim, the poskim write, Im kamo anoshim osi mitzvachas, if many people are doing a mitzvah together, then lechatchilo, mitzvah lechatchilo she'echo yivarech lekulam. It would be preferable if one person were to make the bracha for everybody else, because of the principle, the berov am hadras melech. Now, he says, Ayin le'el b'simen vav, bin shari tshuva, siv koten hey, and simen ches, siv hey, in Mishnah Brewer over there, b'simen reis sadi ches, b'tshuva shar, simen yotes. Now, we can see some of this in Dershu footnote number 22 and number 23. Dershu footnote number 22 points out, if several people are putting on a talis, a new talis, so he says, in this situation, one person can make the bracha for the talis, however, each person should make the shechiyana for themselves. And Dershu footnote number 23 brings down, Shav sheyose tov shechad yotzi es chavero, lo noagu kein akshav. He reminds us the details that we discussed earlier in the shir in Dershu footnote number 11 in Mishnah Brewer, that since most people have difficulty in following carefully the bracha and knowing that you have to be yotzei and have in mind on both the part of the person being motzei and yotzei, so therefore we prefer to have each person make the bracha themselves. We, so to say, give up this concept of a rov am in order to make sure that everybody is yotzei the bracha. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein yotzei de chavoso b'shmias habracha afilu yan omen. A person does not fulfill his obligation by listening to a bracha, even if he answered Amen, unless Elim Kain Shama Mitchila V'Yatzofa. You have to hear the entire bracha from the beginning to the end. And as we pointed out many times, in the Skavin Lotzeis Bayidei Chavoso, and you had intention to be fulfilling your obligation with this bracha. And likewise, Vamavarch Niskavin Gamkin Lotzio Yidei Chavoso. The person making the bracha has to have in mind to be motzi you. Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot Yudches writes, the Mistam Mashma the Akol Brachos Koyt. From the fact that the Mishnah Brewer doesn't separate otherwise, it seems to be for all brachos. Afilu brachos shem derabanan, and even for brachos that are derabanan. You should have in mind to be yotzi the mitzvah. And this is also mashma in Simen Reishu Tes Sif Hei. He says, look in Simen Samach and the Mishnah Brewer Sif Koten Yud over there, and the Bir Halacha over there, Simen Reishayin Gimel, Sifav, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masla, Uchagot. Yishuv number 24 points out that the Magen Avraham over there brings down Shemitzvah Durabonin Ein Sarich Kavana, that normally we say a mitzvah Durabonin doesn't require Kavana to be yotzi, and Shulchan Aruch brings down She'enu Mechalik Bekach, nobody really disagrees with this, and this is also Mashal from the Vilna Gaon, and therefore, L'inyan B'di'evet, Im Shama Bracha B'Stama V'lo Kivein, you would in fact be Yotze. And if one in fact heard a Bracha and didn't have the proper Kavana, he should not make a new Bracha. Sivkot Nutes in the Mishnah Brewer, V'hainu Gam Tevas Baruch Shet Chilosa. Likewise, the first word, Baruch, is also an essential part of the Bracha. D'lo Odif Mi Mevarich Biatzmo, Kishim Medalig Eze Teva, Mi Ikar HaBracha, D'lo Yotzei Dichavoso. Likewise, if a person on his own is making a Bracha, not being Yotzei with somebody else, if you skip the essential parts of it, you're not Yotzei. So the word Baruch is an essential part, because the Havi Mishanami Rabbeah Shetavu Chacham, if a person skips that, he's leaving out something that the rabbi said is essential, and you wouldn't be Yotzei, so you're certainly not Yotzei if you hear it from somebody else and you miss that apart. That concludes Simon Reishud Gimel. Let us just briefly start Reishud Dalet, which deals with the proper format of a bracha, that it must have Shemu Malchus, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So short Simon, we're only going to do part of it though today. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Alef and he says, Kol bracha she'ein bo haskaras Shemu Malchus ein a bracha. Any bracha that you don't say Shemu Malchus, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, is not considered a proper bracha. Mishnah Brewer in Sif Katan Aleph explains, Hainu, Bein Birchas Anenim. This is true for a bracha called the Birchas Anenim, or whether it's a bracha that's a birchas mitzvos, whether you're making it because you're eating something or you're making it because it's a mitzvah, like lulav and esrog. Bein bracha rucha, whether it's a long bracha, sheyesh bo pesicha v'chasima, that opens with a baracha to Hashem and ends with a baracha to Hashem. Bein she'ein bo ela pesicha bovad, it only has an opening, a shahakol ne'abidvar, it just has the baracha to Hashem at the beginning. The one exception to this rule that the Mechaber is telling us over here that you must say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is when you have a bracha smucha lechaverta. Chutz mi bracha smucha lechaverta, because in this situation, when one bracha comes after another, like for example Shmona Esrei, the minsheches la bracha akodemis lo sheyesh b'tchilas Hashem u'malchus, we can rely upon the first bracha in the series to have the Hashem u'malchus for all the other brachas to come one right after the other. That's why in benching, for example, no delacha doesn't start off with Baruch Ato Hashem, or achim no doesn't start off with Baruch Ato Hashem. This is a classical case of bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Bey says, "Aye, how come Shmoneh Esrei Hotfila Shmoneh Esrei Lo Tiknu Malchus? It doesn't start off Baruchat Hashem Lekinu Machalom." So he brings down the Teretz in the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rosh, the Bracha Rishona. Kivan is Bo Hakel HaGadol Choshuv Kimo Malchus. Since that Bracha has Hakel HaGadol, that's like Malchus, and Vechulu Basro De Rishona Griven. Everything follows after that. Vayin Shem Ol Tirutzim. He gives other Tirutzim there as well. That concludes today's Shir.